Welcome to the very first episode of the podcast. Success is not luck. With routines, structure, and new habits of yours,
achieve goals.
Today is the 31st.
The year was 2003.
And one of my goals for 2024 was to start a podcast. I put this on my goal agenda several months ago. Many of you have also asked me about it, saying,
finally getting things done right.
To regularly provide information and present a podcast. Yes, for the year 2024, I've set my sights on it. But honestly,
why
do I really have to wait another day on December 31st? Today, I have the time, the opportunity, and above all, the excitement to present the first episode. And here it is, episode number 3. What's this about? In this podcast, Success Isn't Luck, you'll find a wonderful audio companion to guide your personal and professional growth. We will dive deep into the world together
of
routines, structure, and discipline. And if you're thinking, oh no, please not, then you are in the right place. Each episode will be filled with practical advice and proven strategies to help you achieve
reach
your goals.
It in very, very small steps.
Yes, who am I and what actually qualifies me now? My name is Marcus Before. I am 47 years old and have been an investor in real estate, stocks, and business equity for almost 20 years. And my secret on how I achieve all my goals while still having a lot of time in life means building self-scaling systems. And we will cover that in the upcoming episodes. As an experienced investor, I also occasionally share my thoughts and strategies on current topics and trends in the real estate sector, the stock market, and corporate participation. And it doesn't matter whether you are just starting out or are already an experienced investor. This podcast will definitely provide you with valuable insights and inspiration. My vision is a million people through the discovery, or should I say better, rediscovery of routines and focus, giving more structure to life. This can and will be the case both in professional or business life, as well as in personal life. And I will gladly give you many impulses for more success in life so that you can not only achieve your goals to 100%, but above all, enforce them. Much easier to achieve, like with an abbreviation. Yes, with this podcast, you can join me on this mission, finding out exactly how your success through targeted action, clear strategies, unwavering discipline, it can be achieved. And I would be very happy if you support me in this mission by subscribing to the podcast and recommending it to your friends, colleagues, and acquaintances. Success Is Not Luck is more than just a podcast. It's a guide for anyone wanting to advance in their life, career, and business. And with small things, new impulses with great effect. Want to place it in their life. And I'm glad you're joining me on this mission. A final sentence in advance. Feel free to give me feedback on these episodes at any time, and especially share your wishes for future episodes. You can contact me most easily on Instagram at the dot. Return, Doctor. Yes, and what is today's very first episode about? What better topic than goals for 2024? If you listen to it today on the 31st of December, I would encourage you to start implementing one of your goals right away. But first, what are good goals and how can I even define them? And for starters, I invite you to a small exercise because from that, a lot of goals and inspirations for 2024 will emerge. Take a piece of paper and do a one-year review. Write down what you've learned this year. What have you achieved this year? What has this year taken upon itself for you? What went even better? What might still be unresolved? And feel free to write down what you're grateful for. What happened in 2023? And once you've done this little exercise, if you like and have the time, feel free to press a few. Pause this episode and do the exercise first. It doesn't have to take long. 10 minutes are enough. Just write down the first thing that comes to mind. And there are definitely a few things included. Those who are more like, I wanted to do that too, or that could actually still be done, improve in 2024. And then we're moving right towards your goals. What could get even better in 2024? And first and foremost, I'd really like to make a small change in your wording. We always talk about New Year's resolutions. Resolutions for the new year. Resolutions for a new life, for new goals. But resolutions aren't binding. A resolution is something you try out. And maybe then again takes up the role and not reached. And maybe that sounds familiar to you from the past few years here and there. A resolution is simply not enough. I would suggest and recommend making a contract with yourself. And you don't need 10 contracts with a myriad of subpoints. Just take one or two things that you will start doing from the coming year. And I have a few examples for you. And make a contract with yourself. You trust yourself to do it starting tomorrow or even today. And it not only builds a certain self-confidence, but a short trip into the neuropsychological level. And you'll become more aware of yourself, and your skills and implementation strength increases trust. And it starts very early in the morning, but more on that in a moment. You should definitely write down your goals. It's proven that writing something down by hand on paper makes it stick through the movement and visualization. It's better processed in your brain. Moreover, such a note is very practical matter. You can hang it up, for instance, on your bathroom mirror. You can place it somewhere where you see it often and be reminded of it. Of course, you can also create an entire vision board. Maybe we'll do a separate episode on that. But what's important is that you do it regularly, having it in mind. And of course, you can also keep the note for all digital nerds, translated into your digital realm. Clearly, but the note should still be there. And it's incredibly important to set goals, because if you don't set goals, then you can't achieve one either. You can't have your only goal if you don't need one. And take a quick look means in the target. This includes, first of all, a certain characteristic of such a goal. And I'm taking a very, very well-known formula for goals, namely the SMART formula. Surely the agreement is already known. Still, would like to delve into it. SMART, its abbreviation actually comes from English and is roughly translated as specifically measurable. Attractive, realistic, and scheduled. And that includes many essential factors. For me, the most important are the M and the T, measurable, and a goal is only a good goal if you can truly measure it. And to measure it and also to measure success, it could be a daily date that can be scheduled, target date, and I will assume that now a famous sports theme for the new year. So a regularly recurring theme, for instance, I go 3 times a week. At least 20 minutes for exercise or do exercise at home. This is specific. This is measurable. It might be attractive to some, maybe challenging. Whether it's realistic, that's for you to judge. But above all, it's also time limited. It has something now, a recurring date. But there's also a one-time date. I want to, by the 31st of March, 2024, losing 5 kilograms. That's also specifically measurable and appealing. You may decide for yourselves and realistic, but is also timed, can thus be measured. Only what can be measured can be evaluated and can ultimately be given a date. I'll give you some positive examples of goals now. One we just mentioned, for example, doing sports at least 20 minutes 3 times a week.
Or off good morning from the file.
16th. The cycle of eating, that is to say.
Yes.
Eat for 8 hours, fast for 16 hours. Having many positive effects might even lead to making an episode or at least 5 times a week.
To get 8 hours of sleep.
But also give a few other examples, because those are the classic ones that come to mind immediately. And if you now looking into your life and saying, what is actually a characteristic or something? Something I don't like doing, and yet it keeps happening. The famous candy corner may be visited somehow daily, or to wake up at a certain time and then not do it, or to realize in the evening that you've drunk 2 liters of coffee again during the day. And from this list, you can very, very well, and above all, very easily define and derive goals. For example, a goal could be not pressing the snooze button on the alarm anymore. A very simple goal. You set an alarm anyway. You make a pact with yourself to get up at a certain time in the morning and you don't snooze. Not the snooze button, but it works.
Out.
Or drink a maximum of 2 cups of coffee a day, or only have sweets once a week. And to fuel all this, but also to make it measurably, I want to let me introduce a little method for that. It's called Don't Break the Chain. It is a very effective and incredibly simple method to stick to your personal agreements and achieve your goals. The productivity technique, Don't Break the Chain, traces back to the American actor Jerry Seinfeld. And the basic concept is actually quite simple, explained relatively quickly. Every day, you set aside a certain time for a specific task, in our case, the contract with us, by yourself. And when the task is done, mark the day with a big red X marks the calendar. That means you need now another piece of paper next to the first one. Best stick it on your mirror. On the other one, is it big enough? You should be able to see for yourselves, and there is a calendar sheet on it. You can easily find it on Google. Printing from Google should remain a calendar for the month. And every day, on the day you've kept the contract with yourself, make a red X in the calendar for that day. The red X's form a chain over time, showing your progress. If you do not complete a task, then the day will not be marked with an X. The chain breaks. And as simple as this productivity technique may now sound, it works and has already helped thousands of people to keep their good resolutions. And now, if you've made a contract with yourself to exercise 3 times a week, specifically Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, that's your respective chain. Every Monday, an X needs to go in, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. And I'm very curious to see how many of you will clarify that. Persevere, and not just over a month, but over many months until the end of the year to reap the results. It will be unbelievable. I can promise you that right now. overall, it's just incredibly important to focus on one, to score a goal, to have a goal in focus. And so you condition your brain towards a direction you're heading. And after a while, the pact with yourself becomes a habit. And from the habit becomes a positive trait. And especially when you then see the first successes through it, you will simply, until next time. And now we're already coming to the end of this first episode. And I have a wonderful quote that I always like to use in my life, also like to tell my participants, from Henry Ford. If you think you can do something, or even if you think you can't, you are always right. In the end, it's all up to you to get started. And I'd like to give you a preview of the next podcast episode. On the 1st of January, after all, I've planned to start the podcast in 2024. So that's when there will be the second episode. This one was kind of an introduction to your goals. And then the next episode with the promising title, Do Less and Achieve More. That's how it's done. Yes, and in conclusion, Success is Not Luck is the title of this podcast. But in all pursuit of happiness, always remember today is a great day to be happy. In this sense, have a great start to the new year. I'm looking forward to our time together here on the podcast.